With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Vilas County will not be selling Riverside Park in Eagle River for housing development. The Vilas County News Review reports the county board voted 16-2 against selling the county-owned property. The property is behind the fairgrounds in Eagle River along the river. County Board Chair Jerry Burkett has proposed selling it all for housing development to help the county financially. People were largely against the selling and development of the property. Although the sale has been denied, the zoning change of the park remains in place within the city of Eagle River. The city administrator told the News Review that Riverside Park can continue as it exists today without rescinding the zoning change. Oneida County has some of the highest quality watersheds in the state. The county's Land and Water Conservation Department has launched a lakes classification system to help keep it that way. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
Lakes in the region face a lot of threats. Public access, shoreline development, enhanced wakes, and aquatic invasive species are all key risk factors identified by the Oneida County Land and Water Conservation Department. Special Projects Coordinator Joanne Lund says so far, lakes in the county have held up well against these risks.
Our lakes are really incredibly high quality. Our watersheds are the most highly rated in the state. In fact, we have the number one watershed in the state in this county. So, protecting the land and the water they surround is critically important.
To help protect lakes, the department and an advisory group created a lakes classification system for Oneida County. Using data available for hundreds of lakes in the county, it assigned a lake class number either 1, 2, or 3 based on a number of factors. This includes things like current water quality, size and depth of the lakes, as well as their locations. Those listed as class 1 are considered most sensitive to change from outside stressors.
Rather than on restoration efforts, it focuses on protection. So it's a lot more effective and cheaper and takes less energy and inputs to keep our high-quality waters high quality than it is to try to restore them.
The Land and Water Conservation Department has also created a list of 30 recommended activities for individuals or groups to help mitigate the impact of those four key risk factors. You can find that list as well as the lakes classification on the department's website. We have a link at WXPR.org or on the WXPR app. Just look for this article. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
The Wisconsin State Patrol has released the names of those involved in a deadly crash in Arbovita Tuesday morning. 34-year-old Edward Brian Cervenansky of Three Lakes was killed when his pickup truck went out of control on Highway 51 in Arbovita. The pickup crossed the center line and hit a dump truck head-on. The driver of the dump truck, 23-year-old Wyatt Fendrick of Green Bay, was not injured. President Donald Trump's endorsement of U.S. Representative Tom Tiffany in Wisconsin's open race for governor has led Tiffany's top Republican rival to drop out of the race. Josh Schumann announced the end of his candidacy on Wednesday, leaving Tiffany with only nominal opposition in the primary. Trump's backing of Tiffany also bolstered Democrats' attempts to tie Tiffany to unpopular elements of the president's agenda. Trump says, "Tiffany has always been at my side." Tiffany has been a fierce Trump loyalist since he was elected to Congress in 2020. Numerous Democrats are running, including Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez and former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. In neighboring Minnesota, the Boundary Waters is often described as a pristine wilderness. It's now steeped in a renewed effort to fend off mining interests. A bill making its way through Congress would reverse recent protections, Mike Moen reports.
A few years ago, the Biden administration implemented a 20-year ban on mining near the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness. But last week, Republicans in the U.S. House advanced a measure that would essentially nullify that ban. If the Senate goes along, it's expected that President Donald Trump would sign it, and environmental groups say that would likely jumpstart a proposed copper-nickel mine for this region. Ingrid Lyons with Save the Boundary Waters says the project would be upstream, exposing waterways to acid mine drainage from this type of industrial activity.
No mine of this type has actually ever been done without some form of pollution to surrounding ground and surface water.
Republican Congressman Pete Stauber, who represents the area, argues the move paves the way for the responsible mining of critical minerals America needs to compete. I'm Mike Moen.
Firefighters are there to help when their neighbors need it, but this call in the Merrill area was a little different. Four firefighters from the Pine River Fire Department went to a farm in the township Wednesday morning. The farmer needed help after his water lines froze. His cows had gone several days without fresh water. Firefighters filled a number of containers with water, and a neighboring farmer brought extra water tanks to hold more until the water is restored. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.